Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Now is the perfect time to bring your business, your jobs, and your investments to the United States. America is open for business, and we are competitive once again. After years of stagnation, the United States is once again experiencing strong economic growth. Consumer confidence and manufacturing confidence are the highest they have been in many decades. Millions of workers have received tax cut bonuses from their employers in amounts as large as $3,000.
Good news, everyone! That's the best thing I ever saw.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. And on Thursday, just after 10 o'clock, that means Wayne Allen Root. He is a columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You see him on Newsmax every afternoon at 5 o'clock. You hear him on this station every day at 3 o'clock. And he joins us now. And did I miss anything?
No, you didn't miss anything. I mean, radio, TV, newspaper, it's all there. So
you're everywhere. You're like Chicken Man. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
I am. And I'm in the RJ this morning, by the way. Today's column is out Thursday, same day I'm on your show. So it's always a good place to start, I think, when we chat on the radio.
Can I just ask you, though, because this this whole student walkout thing yesterday has me bugged. I've been inundated. I've had three, four now, five. Anecdotal, you know, my kid was bullied into participating. In one case, a child had to hide in the coach's office to avoid this yesterday.
Wow.
And the big question is, who's doing this? I mean, it's peer pressure. It's the students. What did you think of what went down yesterday?
Well, look, obviously I'm a conservative and I'm pro-gun and pro-Second Amendment, so obviously I'm not going to be happy about it. I mean, I think the first thought that hit my mind was I'll bet you that 90% of the students that walked out are the ones who need to be in school the most. They're the ones who were looking for an excuse to get out of school for the day. I'll bet you, you know, of course there were some liberal age students that, you know, could afford to take a day off that were on that in that protest march and took the day off, but I'll bet you 90%, certainly 70% or more of the students took the day off are C students, D students, and F students. They're the worst students in the school, and they were just looking for an excuse to take the day off. It's a big joke. And the other ones who are, you know, intelligent, most liberals are very intelligent. I went to Columbia University. My daughter went to Harvard. You show me any Ivy League college, I'll show you 90% liberals. So they're very intelligent. They're book smart, but they have zero common sense. So the kids who are smart that were on that march are just like the kids at Ivy League schools. They're probably headed to Ivy League schools. They have lots of book smart, test-taking ability, but they have zero common sense. They're kids. They've never been out in the real world. They don't realize how ludicrous it all is. At the rally in Washington, you had Bernie Sanders screaming to the crowd how great gun control is and how proud he is of all of them, and he was surrounded by guards with guns. Don't they realize how stupid this all is? Every Hollywood celebrity that agrees with you and every politician that agrees with you is surrounded by guns. And my great buddy, who has more common sense than anyone I know, he's worth I don't know how many millions of dollars, and he's one of my great advisors and common sense friends in life, sends me notes all the time. He sent me a note and said, I think Donald Trump's next act as president has got to be, he will announce, he may not do it, but he should announce, I'm thinking of an executive order to remove all guns from protecting Democrats like Nancy Pelosi.
Oh.
If guns don't matter, let's see what Nancy Pelosi says when she hears no guns to protect her. Let's see what Chuck Schumer says when he hears no guns to protect him. Let's watch them scream and freak out. So I feel the same way, Chuck and Nancy. I won't go out without a gun. Screw you. So these kids in high school, kids in college, they have no clue what they're talking about because they're protected by guys with guns at colleges. When I went to Columbia, we had a, you know, a giant police force with guns that were protecting us. Do you want to disarm them? How about Arnold Schwarzenegger? Does he want to walk around with no security with guns? George Clooney? Sean Penn? Do they want to walk around without security with guns? So how come these high school kids think the answer is getting rid of guns? No, the answer is protecting you with guns.
And by the way, all of these major school districts, Clark County, Washoe County, they've got their own police force with guns.
Right. Well, of course. Well, and private schools all have police forces with guns. Look at Sidwell Friends in Washington, D.C. It's where all the politicians send their kids, and they've got a security force armed at all times. So, you know, look, guns are not a bad thing in and of itself. It was a big issue what happened in Parkland, and it should be. Of course it should be. It's a horrible tragedy. Nobody's for a horrible tragedy. No one wants to send their kids to school and die that day. But having said that, there was also a tragedy that got zero media yesterday. There was some kid arrested, I think it was Florida too, and he stabbed somebody to death, and he stabbed two other people that luckily they didn't die. So if all three had died, that's called mass murder with a knife. Do we have marches to ban knives? Where does it end? Do you have marches every time a crazy Muslim terrorist runs down 50 people with a Mack truck? Do you have marches to ban all trucks and all truck traffic in major cities? You could take away guns. It doesn't solve anything. Not one of those kids marching has a clue what I've written about many times, that England, it's impossible to get a gun. A legal, law-abiding citizen doesn't have a gun. Most cops don't have guns in England. It is a gun-free zone as a country. And England has four times the violent crime of the United States of America. Chicago is a gun-free zone. It's got the most murders in America by far. I think four times more than New York City. And so nobody can get a gun in Chicago, but they all have guns. Criminals will always get guns. When you pass laws limiting gun ownership, you only stop legal, law-abiding citizens. Wayne Root lives in a mansion. If I get caught with a gun, and it's illegal to have a gun, I will lose my home. So, of course, that law will prevent every law-abiding person with a brain who owns a home from ever wanting to break the law and go to jail and spend thousands on lawyers and lose their home. But criminals don't care. They don't own homes. They have nothing to lose. They're all going to go buy illegal guns on the street. Kids don't understand this. No one's ever explained it with common sense, that a law means nothing to criminals, so therefore you're only hindering good law-abiding citizens who, by the way, stop crime every day with a gun.
Again, Wayne Allen Root joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Do these kids, I mean, whenever kids get in trouble, we always chalk it up to youthful indiscretion. Do these kids know they are being duped by the anti-gun zealots out there?
Probably not. I mean, we say being duped. You know, you and I agree they're being duped, but I mean, most of them will go on the rest of their lives to be liberals. They'll never know they were duped. I mean, they're just, their views are the same as Fidel Castro, and they don't even know it. They don't even realize everything they believe in is what Fidel Castro believed in before he enslaved the people of Cuba, or what Hugo Chavez believed in before he destroyed everyone's life in Venezuela, or any of the great murdering communists in history, Stalin and Mao Zedong. None of them know that if you look at the Communist Manifesto, every single one of the 10 planks is the same as the Democratic Party. There's no difference anymore. I'm about to write a column for the RJ. I went and looked up the Communist Party of America platform, and they've got a website. Anybody can go look at it, Communist Party USA. And every single thing the Communist Party believes in is the Democratic Party believes in. There's no difference between liberals and communists anymore. Zero. And they don't even realize that communism killed 100 million people in the last century, murdered them. 100 million people got murdered by communism. When they believe in liberalism, it's heading down the same path. And every one of those 100 million was defenseless because communists always take your guns away first. None of them has a clue.
More coming up. Wayne Allen Root War now joining us as he does every Thursday as we continue live and local now. In a city known for its great food, lunch in Las Vegas just got a whole lot better. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's right. The amazing kitchen and serving staff at Rhythm Kitchen is now serving up an incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet. Every weekday, beginning at 11, you can enjoy white tablecloth service upstairs in the Grand Ballroom at Rhythm Kitchen. This amazing New Orleans-style buffet features catfish, jambalaya, hush puppies, I just love them, fried okra, and so much more, plus a full salad bar. And all for just $13.95, including a soft drink. That's right, just $13.95. So whether you're looking for a classy business lunch or you're on the clock and you want a great meal fast, make lunch plans today at Rhythm Kitchen on South Decatur at Sunset, just off the 215. Don't forget, the New Orleans-style lunch buffet opens weekdays at 11. For reservations or menu specials, check them out at rhythmkitchenlv.com. That's rhythmkitchenlv.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Wayne Allen Root, you read him in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You see him on Newsmax every afternoon at 5 o'clock. He's on this radio station from 3 until 6, and he's one of the smartest guys I know of. Your column today I thought was brilliant, though, especially the part about Democrats are just crazy. They are just living in a crazy, crazy world. You give people the option in the column to either believe in this small business miracle that's going on right now in business, or to join the Democrats in the crazy world. Wayne, are you there? I apparently have lost Wayne.
There we go. Can you hear me?
I've got you.
You didn't have me on. That's why.
I didn't push the right button. I'm sorry.
You don't hear Wayne Root talking, it doesn't mean Wayne Root's not talking. It means you press the right button.
I know. Tell me, though, about today's column. To me, there's a clear choice for people. They can either believe what's going on, or they can be crazy like the Democrats.
Yeah, or vote for crazy like the Democrats. I mean, that's the theme Republicans should be using in every campaign. And Republicans are just not good at advertising, not good at themes, not good at branding. I mean, when you think of the Pennsylvania race the other day, how the hell could they lose a race where Trump won by 20 points with the economy booming? Trump wins by 20. He does everything he says he's going to do. The economy's booming, and Democrats win. So that means Republicans are, A, the worst marketers that ever lived, because they have a great product. They still can't win with it. And B, it also means that they ran a really bad candidate. And I said that on my show many times. I think Rick Saccone is a terrible candidate. He's probably a very nice person. If you ever heard this, I'd be embarrassed if you said, oh my God, Wayne Root says I'm bad. No, you're a nice person. You're just a lousy candidate. Two completely different things. To be a good candidate, you have to be a good communicator, marketer, messenger, as Ronald Reagan was and as Donald Trump is. You have to be a person who knows how to communicate. And if you're not a great speaker, you shouldn't be in politics. If you're not a great salesman, you shouldn't be in politics. If you aren't a showman and entertainer, you shouldn't be in politics. And we keep running people that suck. And the guy that he ran against, this kid Lamb, is very good. He's handsome. He's youthful, he's got vigor, he's got energy, and he is a good marketer communicator whose communication skills produce the following message. Even though he's a Democrat, the message was, I'm for Trump. And he won the election. He was the guy that gave out the impression that he's a conservative Republican for Trump. He's against abortion. He's for Trump's trade policies. He's for Trump's tax cuts. And he said he can't stand Nancy Pelosi and he'll vote against her. And the public voted for him. He's a better marketer than the Republican, for God's sakes. So Democrats are now bragging that they won an election. They won an election by saying, I'm like Trump. I mean, this is a joke, and the Republican was so pathetic, he supports Trump and he loses. So, you know, it's all about marketing, and I think if people knew, 99% of all people work for a living. Wayne Root's work is to read the internet all day long and find great examples of how crazy Democrats are so I can do a 3-hour radio show. So they don't have time to find this stuff out. I do. So I could create such great ad campaigns. You know, when you think who's running this year in Nevada, Adam Laxalt and Dean Heller, they will never have one ad that shows in the ad something that would make people just be revolted towards Democrats. Like a video of Maxine Waters saying she's for reparations for black people, and if Democrats win the presidency in 2020, she's going to ask for reparations. White people are going to pay a white tax. They're so scared of their own shadow, most Republican consultants, they would never do an ad like that. But that's the ad that would bring out thousands of working and middle class people, mostly white, who would vote for the Republican Party like they voted for Trump and win the election. They don't understand why Trump won. So that's what I wrote about in the column, Kevin. Crazy examples in New Orleans. A restaurant is charging white customers twice as much for meals as black people. At the University of Texas, they've launched a magazine, students, called NWA, No Whites Allowed. Michael Moore, the filmmaker, says the NRA is worse than ISIS. You know, the extremes of liberals need to be in all the ads. Do you want that to be running the country? When Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf serves as a gang lookout and warns illegal felons that ICE is on the way, which not only allows them to escape, but also allows them, if they wanted to set up an ambush and murder ICE officers. Is that what you think is normal? Is that what you want to elect? When the Democratic Party says in 2020 they want to run on a platform of abolishing ICE? Is America a nation with no laws, no rules, and no borders because they want to bring in more future Democratic voters? When Chuck Schumer says he voted against the Trump judicial nominee because he was white and he's replacing a guy who was black and Chuck Schumer will only accept a black person? That's not racism and that's not crazy? So, I mean, I list all the ways they're crazy, and trust me, I could write 100 columns listing all the ways Democrats are crazy, extreme, wacko, radical, and racist against white people. Don't forget Hillary Clinton speaking in front of a crowd of India. You know, when this woman isn't falling down flights of stairs because she can't even walk anymore, she's always criticizing white people. I've never seen someone who hates white people so much as Hillary Clinton. White people are dumb. The heartland of America is racist and backwards. And, of course, white women who voted for Trump did it because their husbands told them to. If you're not getting insulted then, and you're not voting Republican, then Republicans must not be telling you this message. And this is what's wrong with Republican consultants. They just don't know how to tell the right message.
So are you worried about the 2018 midterm elections in November?
Yeah, I am. I'm not worried about Trump's re-election in 20 because Trump knows how to tell a message like this. And Trump, I think, is going to romp to victory in 2020. But I'm really worried about 18 because the average Republican is a moron. The average Republican candidate isn't like Trump. They don't know how to campaign like Trump. They're not good at being entertainers and showmen and communicators. They're not Reagan. They're not Trump. And they've got consultants behind them who are afraid of their own shadow. And so I'm worried about Adam Laxalt. I'm worried about everyone running up and down the Republican ticket for everything from governor to senator to state assembly and state senator. I'm worried they just don't know how to get the message across that we are the party that produces prosperity and economic boom. It's that simple, and they are the party of crazy nutcases, radical, extreme, mentally ill people that want things that are just bad for America, and they're also racist. They are the racists. They hate white people. Can't anybody see that? Every word that comes out of Democrats' mouths is hateful to white people and to Native Americans. So they say we don't like illegals. They don't like people born in America who are legal citizens. They stand up for illegals over us in every single case, whether it's college, getting into college, whether it's giving college scholarships, whether it's sanctuary cities, whether it's giving them food stamps and welfare and free aid to school. What, no matter what it is, it's always the money goes to illegals, the money goes to illegals. And by the way, I'm writing a column about that in the RJ in the upcoming week or so, about the fact that almost the entire budget of most American cities is now being wasted on cops, prisons, public defenders, judges for illegal criminals, when the money should be going to legal American citizens, including black citizens. They're choosing illegals over all of us.
Wow. Wayne, as always, great to visit with you, pal. I appreciate it. And if folks want to find out where you're going to be, where they can find you, where do they go?
Root for America is the website. Of course, you can listen to me every afternoon right here at KBET, 790 a.m., 3 to 6 p.m., afternoon drive, every day, Monday through Friday, and Best of Wayne on Saturday and Sunday as well, same time, 3 to 6, and then 5 o'clock every night, Newsmax TV, channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, and NewsmaxTV.com.
Sounds good. We will talk to you next week. You have a good weekend, my friend.
Thanks, Kev. God bless.
There you go. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, joining us live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks. We're not gonna take it. Hell, we
is it that said there's no such thing as a free lunch? I don't believe it, and I'm going to prove that that's wrong. I'm going to prove that there is such a thing as a free lunch. I am so excited about Rhythm Kitchen's incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet. I'm going to treat you to a free lunch. Yeah, this New Orleans-style lunch buffet, it includes jambalaya and hush puppies and fried okra, a full salad bar, and a soft drink, and it's so darn good. In fact, I think I'm going tomorrow. I'm very, very excited. Be caller number two. Caller number two right now at 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Rhythm Kitchen here in Southern Nevada is just as good as it gets. So caller number two is going to be our winner. Yeah. And in fact, we've got our second caller, believe it or not. I'm so excited. And we'll see if we can do it. In fact, we might even do this again next hour. So be listening. But Rhythm Kitchen, really good. And their New Orleans-style lunch buffet. If you're looking for someplace to have lunch that's really different, try Rhythm Kitchen. And keep listening. And I may see you at Rhythm Kitchen. I want to tell you, I hear from small business people all the time, small and medium-sized business people, and one of the complaints I get from small and medium-sized businesses is that they feel ignored. In the halls of Congress, they feel ignored, even in Carson City. And one of the things that I've tried to do with this program is make sure that small and medium-sized businesses have a place to turn. And that's why the Real Chamber of Commerce is hosting what I think is going to be an amazing session tonight. In fact, actually this afternoon, beginning at 5 o'clock at Mingo's, Kitchen and Lounge in the Arts District on First Street, South First Street. Yeah. You can mingle with pro-business elected officials and Nevada 2018 political candidates. A lot of folks are going to be there. Brent and Amy Jones are inviting you to join us. I'm going to be there too. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. From 5 until 7 at Mingo Kitchen and Lounge. By the way, the first 25 business owners in the door are going to receive a free alien tequila margarita, absolutely free. How about that? Is that okay? Is that, yeah. Is that reason enough? Don't just come and meet me or Brent or Amy or Jim Marchand or anybody like that. Come there for the free margarita. That would be my attitude. Anyway, that's tonight. Make sure you're there 5 till 7 at Mingo Kitchen and Lounge. And it's in the Arts District. Really cool place. This is going to be fun. This is going to be a lot of fun. Now, I want to get to the audio sound bites because I know we've talked a lot about a lot of different stuff. But this deal of the change atop the Department of State is vitally important. I mean, we've got a meeting, a face-to-face meeting with Kim Jong-un coming up in a matter of weeks. And Rex Tillerson is out. Mike Pompeo is the designee. But already, believe it or not, already we are finding that that there are people lining up in Congress, not just Democrats. But Republicans, too, that are lining up against Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel. In fact, let's go to cut one if we can. This is Rand Paul. He opposes both Mike Pompeo for Secretary of State and Gina Haspel for a CIA director.
You know, I'm a big supporter of President Trump. One of the things I really liked about him as a candidate was his vocal opposition to the Iraq war. The idea that regime change in Iraq actually led to unintended consequences. It made Iran stronger and tipped the balance of power in the Middle East. He's appointing people around him who actually still think the Iraq war was a good idea and actually think that we should have a new war with Iran. So I think he's actually appointing people who don't understand American first policy and who happen to be more from the neoconservative camp. Specifically on the CIA director, I oppose her because she believes that waterboarding should be something that we use. And I think America shouldn't be known for torture. And I have members of my family in the military. I don't want, if they're ever captured, right, for foreign countries to think torture is okay.
And let me step in there. You say she believes, Gina Haspel believes in this. She was working in a capacity at the CIA where everybody was taking orders. So Gina Haspel, you're saying, how do you know what she believes?
Well, there was a book written about the torture treatment, the waterboarding, and some of her comments were basically gleeful. Well, the man can't breathe and he's choking on saliva and water, and she's saying, oh, you're a good actor, and it's you know, I can't believe a grown man's crying because of this treatment. And it almost seemed to be a bit of glee in her voice that she actually enjoyed the torture. And I think that's not who we need to lead the CIA. There are many career officials at the CIA who would be perfectly competent to do this, but we should not reward somebody who actually participated in torture treatment. Remember, they went to Thailand to do this because it's illegal in the United States.
Well, there were black sites that were set up. I mean, we've learned so much about that. So I want to press in a little bit, though.
They went to Thailand because it's illegal to do here.
That's Rand Paul. And Rand Paul is lining up against both Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel. I don't think, because Mike Pompeo had to be confirmed at CIA, I think. So the Senate is used to confirming him. Whether they're changing their tune now that he's going to be Secretary of State, don't know. Meanwhile, the president was on the road yesterday. And he was in my old stomping grounds of St. Louis. I was born in St. Louis. I'm from the Show Me State. And one of the great things, and I didn't even know this. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. That the president is saying he's not done with tax cuts. That there may be more tax cuts on the way.
You know, this was about the first place I announced that we were going to be asking for massive tax cuts. And everybody said it'll never happen. Hasn't happened since Ronald Reagan to any scale, and didn't even come close since then. And we got it not only passed, but bigger than anything ever passed in the history of our country. And we're now going for a phase two. We're actually going for a phase two, which will help, in addition to the middle class, will help companies. And it's going to be something, I think, very special. Kevin Brady is working on it with me. Congress is working. The Senate's working. And unfortunately, on the original, we didn't have one Democrat vote, which is pretty incredible. And now they're regretting it. But we're going to do a phase two, and it's going to be something, I think, that will really be a big incentive to do a lot of things just like we're doing right here, and a tremendous incentive for the workers. 6 months ago, I promised that we would cut taxes to bring Main Street roaring all the way back. And we did. We helped Wall Street. We helped Main Street. We helped everybody.
Did you see where the family of Seth Rich is suing Fox News? By the way, the president was at Boeing in St. Louis yesterday. There's a lawsuit that is brewing. This is the family of the deceased Democrat National Committee staffer, Seth Rich, who many people believe was the leak to WikiLeaks. But Seth Rich, the family of Seth Rich, filed a lawsuit against Fox News and two of its staffers for publishing a story tying Rich's death to a conspiracy theory. The lawsuit claims that Fox News reached out to the Rich family under false pretenses to support reporting that Rich leaked DNC emails to WikiLeaks. The lawsuit additionally claims the defendant's conduct was extreme and outrageous and part of a deliberate effort to make Rich appear as a criminal and a traitor to the United States. Now, is this one of those lawsuits where the family wants to get to the bottom of it? Or where they want to get into Fox's very, very deep pockets? Rupert Murdoch's very deep pockets. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, you look at so many of these Fox people who either through sexual harassment or what at least in this case, what they believe is false reporting are going to end up millionaires. Millionaires. We'll get to more on this story. I don't think we've heard the last of this. Fox News, by the way, has no comment. Fox News declined to comment, citing pending litigation. But don't think the lawyers aren't talking. Ooh, the lawyers are talking. You can bet on that. More to come as we continue. You want to join in? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Adam Laxalt answers few questions and offers no solution.
He's taken money from about every lobbyist and big casino in town. He can't provide the adult leadership Nevadans deserve.
Dan Schwartz has been a CEO, solves problems, and won't take a dime from lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Stress can make your life miserable. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Take it from me. Stress can come from work with bosses and coworkers or at home with family members. Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, knows the triggers of stress vary from person to person, and so do the symptoms. Because stress is such a normal occurrence in our lives, many of us don't even recognize that we're suffering from it. If you're easily agitated, feel overwhelmed, have difficulty relaxing, or if you're going through a bout of low self-esteem, then you need to see if my friends at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center can help. A simple saliva test will determine any hormone imbalances, and then Dr. Christie will develop a treatment plan tailored to your needs. Call my friend Dr. Christie Thomas at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. That's 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. They're conveniently located just off the 215 at 5735 South Fort Apache and online at vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm so excited about Rhythm Kitchen's incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet that I want to treat you to a free lunch. This New Orleans-style lunch buffet includes jambalaya, hush puppies, fried okra, plus a full salad bar and a soft drink. Every day on Live and Local Now, I'll be giving away a free New Orleans-style lunch buffet. So keep listening, and I'll see you at Rhythm Kitchen.
Despite billions spent and a huge tax hike, Nevada schools are last in America. Crowded classrooms, low test scores, and unprepared graduates. A code red emergency that wrecks middle-class families and jobs. As Governor Dan Schwartz will fix it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Are you going to be with me tonight at Mingo's? Yeah, Mingo Kitchen and Lounge down in the Arts District on First Street, South First Street. A bunch of us are going to be gathering. The Real Chamber of Commerce is coming together to a pro-business kind of meet and greet. You're going to meet business owners from across Southern Nevada. You're going to get a chance to mingle with candidates for public office and many who are current office holders who are pro-small business and that are part of the real Chamber of Commerce. And it's absolutely free. There's no cover charge, no nothing. And the first 25 business owners receive a free Alien Tequila Margarita. That's an $8.50 value. Yours absolutely free. But you got to make sure you tell them you're a business owner. Show them your business card, and they'll get you the free margarita. How about that? That's pretty cool. And that's this afternoon, 5 till 7. I'd love to see you there. I'd love to get a chance to meet you. And it's in the Arts District, so it'll be very, very cool. Yeah. Let's get to your phone calls. Judy, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
I see nothing wrong with waterboarding. Perhaps if more had been done, we would not have had 9/11. And, you know, some people giggle when they're nervous. So who knows? Rand Paul's an idiot. You know, the only reason he got his seat is because his father was there. I'm tired of them dragging down anything Trump wants to do. Trump is not perfect. No man is perfect. But for heaven's sakes, give him a chance. Leave him alone. This idiocy that's going on today, they want to make us look like the Soviet Union 30 years ago. Even the Soviet Union has loosened up.
Well,
and as far as gun control, the only people you got to control are the idiot that's pulling the trigger, not the gun. The gun isn't the problem. Criminals get guns. Chicago is proof. It's proof positive.
And by the way, Chicago's got some of the strictest gun control laws in the nation.
I know. And it is has most more gun deaths than anybody else, just about. Baltimore is another one. Strict gun laws. But the bad guys get the guns. Bad guys get knives. You know, are we going to outlaw all knives because somebody got stabbed?
Good point. Scimitars
maybe, but knives? You know, the world is, they're insane. They can't control human behavior because what they're teaching them or not teaching them in school is stupidity.
Well, and that's why these kids go prancing out of their schools at 10 a.m. yesterday for 17 minutes or the rest of the day. And most of them don't even know why they're marching.
Well, I actually was listening earlier and before I saw my last patient. And you had a man on who said his son was forced to walk out despite the fact that he has an injured foot. And he didn't want to walk out. It may have been the show just before you. I'm not sure.
No. That was our friend from the Coachella Valley, from Palm Springs.
Okay. I mean, it's ridiculous. I spoke to a gal who's a retired teacher today, who said, oh, well, her niece goes to such and such school here in Las Vegas, and the gym teacher never shows up for gym class. The kids go in and sit for gym class.
What
is wrong with this world?
What gym class becomes kind of a quasi study hall?
No, they just can sit and visit and do whatever they want to do. I mean, we used to have to put ugly uniforms on to go into gym. And we had to participate, and you got an F. And if you got an F in gym, it counted on your general record. I mean, this is – I don't recognize the madness of this world.
It is much different, Judy. I'll grant you that. And the trouble is, I think, you know, what we're seeing now is we're seeing young teachers who are themselves a product of this public school system. And it's scary. I'm going to tell you, I'm really afraid. And I see teachers out. A number of the watering holes where I go to, they congregate on the student teacher days and different things like that. They'll all meet for lunch or something like that if they're off and if they don't have to go back to school. And some of the horror stories they tell me scare me to death. By the way, did you see what Nikki Haley did yesterday? Nikki Haley, we talk about the chaos in the White House, but you know one of the best picks that Donald Trump did was Nikki Haley as UN ambassador. She has been a rock star. And yesterday, I want you to hear how serious she is. This is Nikki Haley yesterday in a speech at the United Nations, calling out Russia by name.
A growing concern in all of this dangerous and destabilizing activity is Russia. Russia failed to ensure Syria destroyed its chemical weapons program. Russia killed the Joint Investigative Mechanism when it found Assad liable for chemical attacks. Russia used its veto to shield Assad 5 times last year. It has also provided cover for Syria in The Hague at the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. The Russians complained recently that we criticize them too much. If the Russian government stopped using chemical weapons to assassinate its enemies, and if the Russian government stopped helping its Syrian ally to use chemical weapons to kill Syrian children, and if Russia cooperated with the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons by turning over all information related to this nerve agent, we would stop talking about them. We take no pleasure in having to constantly criticize Russia. But we need Russia to stop giving us so many reasons to do so.
I think she's a rock star. She is a former governor of South Carolina. And I'm going to tell you, after Trump is done being president, about 6 years from now, 7 years from now, I think you may be looking at President Nikki Haley. And that she might become our first woman president. Because this gal, this lady gets it. And she is brilliant on her feet. You look at her when she does the Sunday shows, they never lay a glove on her. And I'm not exactly sure why. Not exactly sure why. No, I'm serious. This woman gets it, and I think this woman's got a great future in Republican politics.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
My name is Marcos Lopez, and I'm with Generation Opportunity, a grassroots advocacy group for limited government and economic freedom. Today I want to talk about an attack on justice and basic freedom. Our Fourth Amendment says that the right of people to be secure against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. But consider the case of the 22-year-old Joseph Rivers. In April 2015, he was on an LA-bound train chasing his Hollywood dream. In his bag, he had his life savings, $16,000 in cash. A DEA agent boarded the train and asked where the passengers were headed. Then the agent asked to search Joseph's bag. Joseph complied. There were no drugs, guns, or evidence of wrongdoing, but the agent suspected the cash was drug money and took it. Was that a reasonable seizure? It was legal, because of a practice known as civil asset forfeiture. It allows law enforcement to take cash or property if they suspect it was involved in a crime. There was no due process. Without ever filing criminal charges or obtaining a conviction, U.S. law enforcement can keep a presumably innocent citizen's property. In 2014, government seized more private property than burglars stole. Civil asset forfeiture goes against American traditions of justice. To protect our rights, Nevada must pass common sense reform, so police can't take property without a criminal conviction and local departments can't benefit from the property they seize. The battle-born state must take a stand. Please contact your local representatives today.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Stick around. More to do. I'm serious. We got some big stuff coming up on schools and school safety. That's next. Live and Local Now. Another one bites the dust, and
another one gone, and another one gone. Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.